fuck.
This is not real therapy and should not serve as a placeholder for real therapy, but is a form of therapy for us. So hopefully you find something in it as well. We do not advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity for everyone, but it always worked for me.
Thoughts, thoughts, and therapy.
How are we, everyone? We are live in the studio. We're back and we're ready to go.
Yeah, so today we have a really fun episode for you guys. We're going to be talking about, you know, maybe the underbelly of university, some would say. We're going to be talking about the party scene. So,
I'm Ben.
I'm Arye.
This is Thoughts, Thoughts, and Therapy.
So, jumping into partying at university, I think the first thing I want to talk about is maybe just like days of the week and like when you like to party. And so like maybe run me through your classic week.
Okay. My classic week, we'll say just a regular mid-semester class week, you know, going out schedule, I probably have like two types of weeks. Like there's like, you know, ascend week where there's events in the schedule or people are throwing parties. And then there's like a regular week where it's just, you go out on like the standard nights. In university, I would say it's like Thursday becomes a standard night to go. That's not like on everyone's calendar, you know, once you like join like the workforce, like no one really likes to get really bent Thursday night and then go to work Friday. But Thursday's definitely a night at Queens and, you know, at university.
Yeah, it's actually, the Thursday thing is baffling to me because I can vividly remember before I came to university, the concept of like drinking heavily on a Thursday just seemed so strange to me when you had Friday and Saturday just like sitting there. But like now I completely understand it. Thursday is probably my favorite day of the week to go out. I now pretty intentionally schedule my classes so that I don't have, you know, heavy Friday mornings. But yeah, no, Thursdays, definitely, I think Thursday, what happens with a Thursday is you've had a week of school and people are just like ready to go out and have fun and they don't want to wait till Friday. Fuck. So when you're partying on a Thursday, it's because like you want to be there. That's, I think, why I really like Thursday nights. I find that usually the people who are out on a Thursday night, their intention is to have fun and they're not being dragged out.
Fact. That's a good way to look at it, that like a lot of the people that don't go out Thursday night but still go out like Friday or Saturday night, like aren't going out Thursday night because like they have classwork to do or other stuff to do, but you definitely like see those people out Friday and Saturday at the clubs.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay, all right, so going back to, that was like a regular week, you know, like just a Thursday, you know, weeknights on. Like a full heavy week is like you probably will end up going out on Tuesdays. I wasn't the biggest Tuesday guy this year, but Tuesdays are pretty popular, at least at Queens. They do like drink deals at a couple of the clubs, and one of the clubs hosts like a throwback night, and they just play throwbacks all night long. So that gives everyone an excuse to do like a midday center that if, you know, Monday and Tuesday classes were too much for you, you can go out Tuesday night also.
Yeah, I think if like by day two of the week, you're already like in the mood where you think you need to like really drink that night. I don't know. I think maybe you're doing school a little bit wrong and like...
Yeah, or maybe you're just overloading it and you're doing it, like, right and no one else is caught on you.
Interesting, interesting. So,
who knows?
Obviously,
drink. We're establishing a rule. All of our friends, like, in real-life friends, you know, we actually have them. We promise we're not making them up. They actually exist. They tell us that we say interesting too much, and that's, like, our fallback, like, filler word. So, for this podcast, every time we say the I word, we have to drink, and the other one's gonna, we're gonna hold each other to them.
Yeah, so actually, right now, it is Thursday. It's a Thursday evening.
Yeah.
I'm recording this. It's been a tough week of
class.
Like the one online class I'm taking for the summer, you know, it's been really heavy. Obviously totally sarcastic, but yeah, so like it's our Thursday night send. We've got the quarantine gang here. It's just the two of us.
Just,
we've got a little bit of a spread out in front of us. So
we
like,
do, what do we have? What's on the table?
Wow. We've
Break
got,
it down.
We've got some beer. We've got Landsharks and Bud Lights.
Fins up.
Buds got,
boys.
Yeah, we got, what's it called? We got a bottle of wine that we half finished last night and we might polish tonight.
Polished.
Yes. We've got a bottle of Ciroc and some shot glasses laid out. I'm not really sure when we're going to take shots, but...
You'll probably be able to notice.
Yeah, exactly. I think you'll probably hear it. But yeah, no, definitely going to have an interesting time with this podcast episode. So other than days of the week, I think the next thing I want to talk about is like kinds of parties. And like I think the term partying in university has a really, first of all, a different definition for lots of different people, and like even like within like friend groups, the people see it totally different.
What does it mean to you?
What does partying mean to me? So for me, I don't know. I like to think I have a pretty liberal definition of the word, and that for me, I consider it a party as long as I'm having fun with friends, and you know, doesn't have to be alcohol involved. doesn't have to be like even necessarily like some kind of location involved. The party's just like hanging out and enjoying yourself.
Good times, good people, good music.
But that being said, I think there are some specific ways that you can foster that enjoyment.
Bolster your party experience.
Yes, and I think the two major ones, especially at our universities, either going to nightclubs or going to house parties. I think we're just gonna break down like the differences between those experiences, like when we choose to go to a nightclub, when we choose to go to a house party, and just like maybe our experiences as, you know, we got older and like high school house parties versus university house parties, stuff like that. So what are your thoughts on house parties versus clubs, Ben?
I like to look at it in like almost like a process. It's like your first step is the weather nice? Is it nice outside, and is it like warm enough to, you know, be in either, you know, shorts and a t-shirt or shirt or pants and a t-shirt? And if the weather's nice, house party is in like full effect. Like it's house party season when the weather's nice. So it's like kind of coming in back first semester. Everyone throws house parties because the weather's so nice that you can, like, you know, walk to like two houses a night almost. You can see a bunch of different groups of people. You know, people will throw themed parties. You'll just run into people randomly on the street while walking. It's like, that would be like probably my first rule of thumb is for house parties versus clubs is the weather's nice. And then, you know, like the second stop, you know, if the weather's not nice, is someone throwing a party with like a purpose? You know, is it a birthday party? Have they like scheduled it for a while? You know, then, you know, house party. And then yeah. I think after that, it's like clubs. Clubs are like the backbone of
party
experience.
Building on that, I really like this idea of house parties are nice when there's nicer weather. And I think the biggest thing about that for me is that like I am totally a little bitch about the weather and I hate being cold. So like I will not do the whole like macho man thing and not wear a jacket because I just think that's stupid. And I will always wear a jacket. If it's cold outside, like if it's snowing outside, I'm going to wear a jacket. And the problem with house parties are, it feels very sketchy leaving a jacket in a kind of basically a random person's
anywhere.
House. And like, I don't know, I am not too interested in having my jacket stolen or just not being able to locate it with a coat check. So I think once it's jacket season, I lose a lot of interest in house parties that aren't thrown by people who like, I know the host well enough that I can put my jacket in their bedroom.
Speaking on leaving jackets at people's houses, we actually have a really funny story about this. We went to this one house party that our friends threw, and we get there, you know, it's like we've been to this house before, we've been to house parties here before, and, you know, it's probably a group of 20 to 30 of us, you know, close friends, we're all close. And everyone's leaving their coats because it's, you know, February, you know, end of February. Everyone's leaving their coats, like, inside on the coat hooks. Now, the night ends, it kind of, like, wraps up, and everyone leaves, and the next day, someone texts in a group chat, they say, hey, someone has my coat. Like, I didn't get my coat last night, and I'm trying to figure out who has it. Someone else replies that they took their coat, except there's blood all over it, and the coat was almost ruined.
Yeah, with no explanation, just, like, in the group chat, like, I have your coat, except, like, sorry, it's covered in blood. And the weirdest thing I remember with that interaction is, like, they sent that, and they didn't explain why it was covered in blood for like 3-4 hours because it was a pretty embarrassing story. And like, I think they were pretty embarrassed about it.
They were really
so
embarrassed.
They just didn't explain. They just kind of like dropped like this whole thing that this guy's a bloody jacket in the group chat and then just kind of like chilled out and like let people interpret that. But yeah, I think.
So, yeah.
Don't leave your jacket
anywhere ever.
Yeah. For me, I think looking into the club versus house party debate, I think a big thing for me is like what I want to get socially out of the night.
True.
Because I really enjoy clubs if you, you know, are feeling adventurous and you kind of want to meet new people, don't want it to be a very specific crowd. And because like, you know, when you go to a nightclub, there's going to be like, you know, 300 people there, like minimum, and you aren't going to know all of them. But when you're going to a house party, it's usually a lot more like socially connected to you that like, you know, it's friends of your friends and stuff like that. And you have a general idea of who's there. And so it's a different vibe. And I don't know, sometimes when you're drinking, you don't want everyone there to know you.
I like that. I'm like a big fan of doing like the whole group initiative, like going out. Like I'm like a big fan of going to a house party. Well, I'll probably know like almost everyone that it's just like, you know, it's almost like the reunion tour, but just like on a weeknight, you'll get to see them later and hang out with them. You know, no one's really going anywhere, but everyone's together.
Yeah, so I've got the dark horse party category, I would say, are darties.
Okay.
Darties. As people like to call them in the winter, après-ski. what are your thoughts on darties? What do you think the role of a dartie is in the university party experience?
I'm a big fan of darties, but I think darties are definitely, like, should be a treat. It's, like, definitely something that you shouldn't do all the time because it kind of takes the fun out of it, and that's... It's like, you know, you go to parties because, like, they're fun, but you go to darties, like, because it's... a trait that you're like drinking like during the day. You're writing off the whole day of like productivity, and you're just, you're completely, I don't know if you could say like, you know, personal day, but just you're writing it off as like almost a vacation day, and you're just going with your friends, you know, you're starting to drink at like 2-3, you're playing games outside, you know, whenever sun's shining, you know, maybe you're an après ski, but it's just like always a good time. Same thing with like the Thursday nighters. It's like the people at Darty's are there because like they want to be there, like they want to send.
I really like that. I really like that concept of people being there because like that's their purpose. I'm curious what your thoughts are. You go to a Darty's, like, you know, 2 o'clock, you have X amount of beers. By like, you know, 6 o'clock, by 6 o'clock, you're like, you know, wrapping it up. You kind of go back, probably like mission some drunk food. Do you believe in trying to like cherish the Darty moments and like enjoying the party? Or do you believe in the real heavy pushing to keep drinking and going out that night?
Oh,
what do you think is more valuable?
Okay, this is unfair because Arye knows me and like I am like, I relish the Darty moments. But I also look at it as like a really good bridge that like if you're with people that want to keep going out, like you push going out again and, you know, you take a break for a little bit, you know, drunk food, you know, maybe trap nap, and then you wake up and start going out again. And it's, you know, not the best thing the next morning, but it makes for like a really good, just long day of just literally partying. So
interesting. For me, I pretty aggressively find that when I go to a Darty and then I try to go out that night, that by like 10:30, 11, I really just like don't want to be there anymore. My social battery is like completely spent. And like at that point, I just kind of like want to go home. I don't want to keep interacting with people. I don't want to drink more, but like I don't want to be like sobering up. It's, I don't know. I really enjoy cherishing Darty's.
That's so valid.
If I'm going to go to a Darty, I want to put like, you know, 3 hours into the afternoon and like have an early night. I think that's what I love about Darty's is that for me, I don't know, I'm not crazy into staying up too late. And I find a lot of the time the host party and nightclub vibe frustrating that like you really, to have a good time and to kind of keep up with your like crowd, you usually have to stay up to like, you know, 1, 2 a.m., which I'm not a big fan of. And I find like the opportunity to go to a Darty and just be awake for 3 hours and then go to bed by like 7:30 is super awesome.
That's like also a good motive. I guess I like overlooked it earlier. If you're going to go out after a Darty, I would say like a trap nap is essential. Like coming home after the Darty at like 4:30 or 5:30, like you like have to sleep for at least like a minimum of like 30, 45 minutes to like even, you know, an hour or more if you're going to go out and stay up past like 11:30.
So I think what I would like to talk about now is maybe the stages of going out to a party. The stages. Maybe the like
stages.
Your routine as like stages of the nightclub that we go to most often. The routine that you take as you like get ready to go out. So I think the first thing,
party night schedule. Like.
Yeah, the first thing is like making the decision to go out that night. Do you find, are you more that you make the decision like day of, in the moment, if you're gonna send?
Yeah.
Or do you kind of organize? We don't know. That's pretty reasonable. I think like
people
who are like healthy academically and like, you know, plan their life semi-reasonably, don't like make the decision last minute to party. They kind figure out what nights are gonna go. So like, how long in advance would you say you usually decide that you're gonna drink?
This is a good point because I definitely came into second year, you know, being excited to like go to the clubs. And I would like kind of plan it out, be like, okay, you know, like, you know, no morning class Friday. Like, you know, I have a couple people that said they wanted to go to stages this week. Like, let's plan it. And like, we're going to go out Thursday night and, you know, Saturday night. And I find like that's good just in terms of like scheduling and being able to like do other things and not be unexpectedly hungover. But I find that I enjoy most the nights that I make the last minute decision. The night that I'm like not committed to going out and you know, I get back kind of late. And I get rallied by people or just have like an impulse decision that, you know, I'll be fine tomorrow. I can wake up at 11 or 12. Those are the nights that I enjoy the most.
Okay, so I think that was a very verbose answer that didn't really actually answer the question. So once again, how long before you go out would you say you plan? I just want a time value.
Okay, time value, maybe an hour or two. Like,
an hour or two.
Oh,
you would say
I am so loose.
On the average night you go drinking, you don't know you're going to be going out drinking until
an hour or two before. Yeah, 2 hours probably. Like if I'm really like really honest, like an hour is like not a lot, but like definitely on the tour side. Like I could be making dinner at 6 and then like out at 8, and in that 2 hour time period, like the decision will be made.
Interesting. I think that I'm really different. That I personally like to look forward to things, and I think that half the value of something is not just doing it, but it's looking forward to it and like being excited about it. So I think for me, if I'm gonna, you know, do the whole ritual of like going out and drinking that it's, you know, a little bit self-destructive. I'd like to get the most value I can out of it, and I really like to try to look forward to it. So I would say I try to plan pretty much usually 2 days in advance when I'm going to go out. And I get hit by FOMO. I think that's the next thing we'll talk about, is being forced to go out. But like, I get hit by FOMO, but I really try not to make decisions in like that kind of like day of. I don't like the game time decision thing.
Wait, so elaborate on FOMO. Like FOMO as in like missing a party, or FOMO as in like,
well, FOMO just
getting the planning stage.
FOMO, for like anyone who doesn't know, is fear of missing out. And when I talk about FOMO in regards to partying, what it means to me is when kind of like, you know, 9:30, 10 rolls around, you're like at home, you're
probably... Yeah, Friday night. We'll say Friday night. Yeah. Friday night is a weird night at university, because like, we definitely touched on that Thursday becomes like a big thing, and the weekend, you know, like Saturday night is like a given, like this, like, you know, a, like probably the largest amount of people, just it's like a generalization, we'll say a large amount of people probably go at Saturday night. Friday night is like a weird night at university.
Yeah, I was never a crazy big Friday night guy. But like, the FOMO thing hits me when like, you know, you're sitting at home, you're trying to like grind out some homework, and you know, you're going through Snapchat, you're going through Instagram, you're seeing people's stories, like, you know everyone's out having a good time, and that's what I find to like start to get really frustrating. And then I also find though that when I make the decision to go out last minute, I usually enjoy myself way less. I find that like planning it out for myself and looking forward to it helps me enjoy it way more. And when I make these last minute decisions to like force myself to go out and drink, it usually just ends up with like me either getting like more drunk than I wanted to because I'm playing catch up, or like not being drunk enough and just kind of having like a not great sober night. What about you?
Oh, I just like, I think it's funny like listening to you talk about this, because like we've had some good times where I've just like called you and been like, yo, like we're going out, like we're having a pre at my house, like this party, like girls are coming over, like you need to be here in 45 minutes. And you're like, man, I'm on my way in 43 minutes.
That's right. I'm always on time. I'm big about that.
But in terms of like overall blank statement, like I can see that so much. Like I've definitely had nights where it's like, you know, I didn't really want to go out, and like being not forced to go out, but just going with it to be, you know, going for the good times, and then it just like kind of flopping.
I know. I really believe in making your own decisions, and I don't know. I think every like Friday or Saturday night, I make an active decision if I'm gonna go out or not go out. And I don't like going back on my own decisions. I really try to practice, like, in my own life, that when I decide to do something, I stick to it. And that the, like, changing your mind last minute, I find is not a great personal practice for me.
A good conscience is the best pillow.
So, would you say that you are the one who rallies people, or do you get rallied?
I like this. I am a big fan of rallying people, and I think that comes... This bud's for you. I would like to say that I'm a big rallier. I love rallying people, and I think that comes from like my love of being rallied. Like, I think I do a lot of the rallying for at least like, you know, my friend group, and I think that comes from like when someone tries to rally me to go out, like if I'm not really going on, like really committed, like, man, like come, like it'll be a good time, you know, I'm gonna have more fun because you'll be there. Like, that's kind of what I try and carry into like rallying people. So I love getting people out.
Okay. I think I'm going to jump back a little bit, back to kind of like the kinds of parties and like the design of parties.
Let's go.
And I want to talk about themes, because themes is a really interesting topic for me. There's a lot of times like nightclubs have themes. Lots of house parties have themes. I think there are a lot of like really bad themes. And so like, what would you say are like some of your favorite themes and some of your least favorite themes?
Okay. My fit in, all right, I gotta do this real quick.
Oh.
Oh my god! Looking back, some of one of my favorite themes, I'll just kind of like list them off as I guess I remember. Strippers and dippers, that was an elite theme. We went to a party that was championship themed. That was hype. That was really cool. We wore Raptors jerseys after the Raps won. That was really sweet.
Yeah, we have matching Raptors jerseys that we bought in Jurassic Park together.
Ew.
And we looked like the boys when we were matches.
We looked like the boys. Championship was a really cool theme. Everyone had like a lot of energy that night. Some other cool ones. Hawaiian is always sick. Get to put on party shirts.
I feel like you're missing themes. Some like really heavy ones. Like 70s is probably my favorite theme. because I get to wear like my stupidly colored like red pants my like really silly like Ruggers with like 8 different colors on them. And like I like actually look like a character out of Sex Education, but like I love it.
I don't have any colors for that, so like, why, like, I can't do the 70s theme. So
Snow Pants or No Pants is like a winter.
That was sick.
It's a winter theme that I love. Because I love, A, being able to walk to a party in snow pants. No pants. I love to walk to a party in, like, snow pants and, like, you know, be like, great from the cold. It's fine. And then I love, like, showing up to the party and then, like, you know, choosing intentionally, like, a cool pair of boxers. So, like, when you do take the pants off, it's, like, you know, a fun vibe. People are like, wow, like, you really have, like, little duckies all over your boxers. So what would you say are themes you don't really enjoy?
Okay, themes I don't enjoy. I'm not a big fan of ABC. ABC, for people who don't know, is anything but clothes. I always thought it was weird because girls end up just cutting either trash bags or like Lickbo bags, which are like basically almost like, you know, whatever, cardboard, paper, grocery bags. I'm not a big fan of ABC parties.
Interesting. I've had some great experience at ABC parties, but the reason I'm not a huge fan of ABC parties is I find it really restricts your night. And I think me and Ben are both really into the whole, like, kind of party hopping thing.
Yeah.
And that when you go to an ABC party, like, you are so committed to staying there because, like, I don't know. Like,
you can't go anywhere else.
Like, I'm not going to, like, walk to, like, a nightclub wearing a Walmart bag. So, like, I really find that ABC parties...
I'm uncomfortable going home wearing a Walmart bag.
I'm uncomfortable going to Walmart, but it's all fine.
I'm uncomfortable wearing bags.
Probably should be. I don't think that's like normal attire.
Fuck.
But I think there are definitely some very cool things you can do with an ABC theme. And I think if you have it laid out with enough like commitment to the event that like you're committed to staying there the entire night, that ABC can be a lot of fun.
It's definitely a plan. Like Ari's not gonna tell us because he's too humble for it. But this kid had a banging ABC costume. It was like, you know, beginning of like second year. This kid pulls out his CPL flag, which is Canadian Party Life, and it's like, you know, the Barstool Sports kind of Canadian version, and he just like wraps himself in this CPL flag with the CPL right in the front, toga style sunglasses, you know, double fisting Stellas, and like, that was a good ABC outfit.
Yeah, I have some photos from that I enjoy. I actually like, cut up a Lululemon bag to like make straps. I like made a full dress out of this. I guess a toga.
It's a toga.
Preserve my masculinity. A full toga out of this flag. But that was definitely a very good time, and I felt pretty confident in the outfit. So that was good ABC party.
That
any
was,
other themes?
That was sick. That kind was of sick. Not any themes I'm like definitely resistant for. I was always resistant towards like the neon.
Okay.
Neon kind of themes. Like I don't know what other.
I just feel
like
that's
that.
So basic.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's just like, oh, like, you know, we want to have fun and we want to party with our friends, but to mask that, which there's no need to mask it, we're gonna like say it's a themed party, and then like picking neon I think is just like the most basic thing you could do. Like, you know, come on, like have some creativity, like think outside the box, like do something a little crazy.
No, for sure. What would you say is your thoughts on like holiday themes, like Christmas sweaters, Easter stuff?
I'm on the fence because I was like Halloween, like going through high school, right? Like Halloween parties, like were always like kind of sick, right? It's like, you know, it was like girls, like, you know, could wear like almost no clothes. Guys could wear almost no clothes if they wanted to. Like that was sweet. And then kind of like,
that was sick. Guys were wearing no clothes. Ben,
wow.
About it. No. Back to Halloween.
But like, the Halloween in university is, like, really weird because at least for, like, our past years, I think it's been, like, rainy both Halloween. So it's, like, totally dampened the whole, you know, we'll go with no clothes theme. But Christmas parties are sweet. Christmas parties are really sick. Like, the whole Christmas sweater theme, like, everyone wears, like, really crazy, wacky. People have, like, lights on it, and it's, like, they're always colorful. And everyone's in theme. Like, no one can say no to a Christmas
Yeah, exactly.
Party.
I love Christmas sweater themes because I find, like, you know, everyone can kind of pull out a Christmas sweater. Everyone can kind of, like, figure it out. It's the kind of thing that you can walk around normally in, like, during, like, the December season and, like, not get weird looks. So, like, I
the walk of shame with a Christmas sweater. You're chilling. Everyone loves that. Everyone loves to see that.
But only wearing a Christmas sweater.
Holy shit.
No pants.
That was hype.
But, yes.
I like holiday. Like, if I had to generalize, I like holiday theme parties.
Yeah, I think holiday themes fit the easiest.
Yeah.
So, when you go for a party, obviously, like, you know, you don't show up to a party, you don't show up to a nightclub, stone club sober. What's kind of your ritual for preeing? And, like, when we say preeing, we mean, like, the pre-party.
So my pre-situation is always, you know, have casual beers at a casual rate. You know, that's a good time. You know, you can kind of keep sipping on it and it doesn't, you know, get you way too drunk. But I always enjoy the taking shots with friends and random people. So that would be like my go-to pre is beers and shots. But yeah, what's the
interesting?
What's the schedule? Thursday night before you go to stages, where's it at?
So I find that, first of all, I think I always take one drink before I leave my house. I strongly believe in that as like a good luck charm. But going to a pre, I think the best time to start preing is around 9 o'clock. Once everyone's kind of finished their dinner vibe. Then moving into that, when I'm at a pre, I definitely am a bigger beer guy than shots guy, because I think that when I go to a nightclub, I pretty much exclusively buy shots. I never buy beer at a nightclub. Right, so like, I try to get that down. And I also find that I'm usually a lot more responsible about drinking beer, that I drink it slower, and like I can kind of gauge when I'm at the perfect level to go out. So I'm a hard stand for beer at the pre. Right now, we're in the studio recording. Would you say that this is a pre or a party? And there's going to be an action that has to happen, okay, depending on how you answer.
Exactly. Oh, man, I know where we're going with this. It has been a pre up to this moment, and now it's a fucking party.
Okay, I like that. We've been drinking beer up to this point. I just poured us two shots.
Two Ciroc shots.
We're starting the party. Nice. Cheers. Drink up.
Cheers.
Very nice. Wow.
Tastes like hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I wanted to say really quick before we kind of like moved on, the whole buying shots exclusively at the bar thing, definitely like a good piece of advice I've gotten is like, don't buy a beer at a nightclub. Like, you know,
it
gets spilt, and B, it's like you usually stick out like a sore thumb. It's like, you know, no, you don't think anyone could stick out at a nightclub, but like if you're that guy with a beer at like a dancing nightclub, like you are that guy.
My thoughts on that are like, either there's three outcomes when you buy a beer at a club. A, you sit in the corner and drink it alone. B, you go to the dance floor and spill it on yourself. That's a bad outcome. C, you go to the dance floor and spill it on someone else. That's an even worse outcome. So, like, I don't really see any positives.
I don't see any wins.
So, when you're going out to nightclubs, obviously, like, there's a big period of time that, like, you can go to the nightclub. Like, most clubs are open to, like, 2, 3 a.m. Usually open their doors, like, 10, 9:30. So, what are your favorite times to go out to a club? And then, like, how do you plan your night around hitting that spot?
Okay, let's go. There are, I would say I have two attitudes when going to the club. I feel like this is probably, you know, generally shared among the student population, is that there's like, you can early shift a club or you can late shift a club. And early shift a club will say, we'll use Stages as an example, that Stages opens at 10, and early shifting a club is like going there to line up almost at 10, maybe a little after 10, maybe a little before 10. And like, you're trying to get in the club as early as possible because you don't want to wait in the crazy line. Late shifting, we'll say, is going to almost like, you know, Trinity, which is another, you know, club at Queens, where they do on Saturday nights, it's like the most popular night, and they do dollar beers, and you eat like these little 6-ounce plastic cups with like the most piss beer you've ever tasted ever. But people go crazy for it because it's literally $1 for 6 ounces of beer. Like, people will throw down so much money. So like those lines get crazy, and like that's like a late shift club where you go at like almost like 1, would you say, right? Like 1. Late shift after 12. Like, it's almost like after 12 you go line up.
Man, I hate late shift. I will exclusively go to Trinity if I can line up for early shift. I won't go to late shift.
I want
to
sell myself out and say I hate late shift, but I'm more of like a, fuck, I sound like such a coward for saying mid shift, but late shift is something that like I almost feel like I get forced into. Is it like you're at the pre for too long and you've missed the early shift and you kind of just turn into a house party and then you stay for late shift? So
what would you say the differences and like benefits of late shift versus early shift?
Okay. The differences, the key differences are that in order to do a late shift, you get to start later. Like no one would like expect you to like, or I don't think no one would like reasonably make the decision that they would start drinking at 8 and go to a club at 1. Like, that's fucking insane. Like, that's like 5 hours of like hopefully drinking, you know. I don't know anyone who would like start drinking and then like stop for 2 hours and then like re-pink it up. So I think like definitely the key difference is that you get to start later. If you're gonna late shift, like it's acceptable to start drinking at like 9 or 10. So you have like that whole time, dinner time, after dinner, whatever. The second only key difference is that you get to miss lines mostly when you late shift. Like when you late shift, there's no line, you know, you go at like midnight or 1 and there's still usually like a lot of people in the club. So you get in fast, and there's a lot of people, and it's already bumping and vibing.
Okay.
What about you? What are your differences, early ship, late ship?
So what I was more looking for to that was like the benefits. And so I was thinking like, why would you want to go to the club late?
Okay. All right. So then for that, in terms of benefits, you want to go to a club late because you're having so much fun at the house party or the pre that you're at. Every time I've late shifted anything, it's because I've like gotten to a party, a pre, anything, and it's turned into a party, and you get there at like kind of 9 and you're not ready to go at 10. You're not ready to go at 10:30. You're not ready to go at 11. You're just like having a blast. And like that's the benefit, is that you get a house party and a club experience. Like everyone just somehow rallies out of the party and they're like, oh, like we're going to the clubs. It's one, like it's not over.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to jump back to this like idea of people wanting to be there. And I'm not a big late shift fan, but I think that's what I see as value in the late shift, is that like if you're at the club at 1 a.m., like you want to be there. Like you're there to have fun. Like your friends aren't dragging you around. Like once it's past midnight, it's so acceptable to go home. So like the people who are there running late shift, they just want to dance the night away, close down the club. And like I just really enjoy that crowd. That's a lot of fun. And I think that's what I see as the value of the late shift.
Definitely. Late shift is hype, but like you definitely need like a lot of energy to do it. And I don't know, I would say planning, that like you have to plan a late shift. Look, if you go to a party and you're at the party and hanging out and you don't want to late shift and people late shift, like you're at a loss already.
So I think what I'm interested in moving into next,
what's up?
Something kind of dark. It's substance abuse. The actual nitty gritty of going out to a party. So I think what I'm trying to decide, like what my favorite level of drunk to be. And I think for me, a really important thing is I always want to have the ability to drink a little bit more.
Yeah,
I don't want to ever have to like refuse a drink.
Refuse a drinking game.
Like,
refuse a drinking game.
If someone like buys me a drink at a club, I don't have to say no because I'm too hammered. So for me, I really like to try to like stay one drink below my
peers.
Not below my peers, but I would say I like to say one drink. Like if I've got like the perfect level and then like the too drunk level is next. I like to stay like one or two drinks below the too drunk level, or like the max of the perfect level. Just that I always have that ability to drink a little bit more, participate in a drinking game, because I find that's when parties can go really foul, is when you kind of push to the maximum of the perfect level of
and
drunk.
And then someone offers you the
next and then you realize that like, you know, you're going to play beer pong, or like, you know, someone's going to like buy you a tequila sunrise, and like, you know, you can't say no to tequila sunrise. And
yeah, disclaimer, like if you want to stop listening now and forever, like you might want to do it now. Like, this kid drinks tequila sunrises.
It's not wrong.
I drink tequila sunrises.
So what's your, if you're making fun of me for drinking tequila sunrises, tequila sunrises is definitely my favorite drink.
Oh, kid's gonna ask me what my go-to bar drink is.
What is your go-to? I know what it is.
Whiskey sours.
So let's go.
Hit stages, makes them in like probably the, you know,
the worst way possible,
the most standard way possible, but like something about a Stages whiskey sour on a Thursday or a Friday when it costs $2.50.
I'm not gonna lie, hold me back.
Our probably favorite thing to do is like hit Stages, be under the level, like under the perfect level, and we get in, like we look at the bartender and we're like, you know, if there's two of us, four whiskey sours or two whiskey sours. And then our favorite thing to do, which like, you know, I apologize to bar staff. I apologize to bar staff. Like, I've worked at a bar and like I would probably kill anyone that ever did this, is we take the cup, and because they put so much ice in it to like dilute the drink, make it seem bigger, blah, 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 you can't chug it with the ice in it. So we take the cup full of ice and like liquor and everything, and you just kind of like put it just out of sight of the bartender, just under the bar, and you just like reach in and scoop all the ice out with your fingers and like as fast as possible, like throw it out behind you, saving as much like liquid in the cup as possible. And then you pick it up and you just drink it as fast as possible, like in 1 second, and then you're done. Like, that's it. You've drank the whole whiskey sour, and that's it. You don't have to carry it around. You have to spill it on yourself. You don't have to spill it on anyone.
That's like the most alcoholic thing I've ever heard, and I hate that like I've done that so many times with you. Jeez.
Disclaimer.
So this is an interesting one, and I think some people have different opinions on this, but I personally passionately hate being high at a party. What are your thoughts on that?
That's such a good point. You know, just like getting high in an environment that I can spread out and not be worried about either A, stepping on toes, or being weird, like being perceived as weird.
Yeah, no, that's what it actually baffles me that people willingly go to nightclubs like stoned.
Yeah.
Like, it actually blows my mind
I've met people out like that, and they're like, man, like I'm just so high, and like I'm just chilling, I'm just vibing. And it's like, I think it just has to be attributed to the whole, like, you know, different experiences high. Like, I get so skitsy. Like, the only time I've ever been high at a party I was just so weirded out and like, you know, felt like I wasn't paying attention to people when they introduced themselves to me, and I wasn't paying attention to conversations, and I felt out of it. I don't know. Like, you're same boat or...
No, I'm definitely the same boat. Like, it actually, it blows my mind that people, like the perfect level of high for me at a party is not high.
Yeah, exactly. That's so, what the fuck? Perfect level of high for me at a party is not high.
But yeah, well, thank you very much for listening. I'm Arye.
This is Ben.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Enjoy.